Welcome back to Awokening.
Awokening, Awokening.
Guys, it's been a hot min, but we are back in action. What? I will not go through all the details of our hiatus, but we are back, and that is what counts. I'm looking at the wrong place. We're on Zoom now. We're not together, if you can't tell. Here.
I'm going to do Zoom, 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 Zoom.
And a boom, boom. Just shake the world. Okay.
Hey,
so
guys.
Today, what are we talking about, Hot Stuff?
Oh, we're talking about Diva versus Doormat.
Yeah, that's an attractive title, isn't it?
We're talking about drawing boundaries. We have stories to tell.
We have lots of stories. So one thing I have found, something I love about Rania, is how sweet and good she is, and so understanding and just open. She's like just one of those real special people in the world. But that being said, those type of people sometimes can kind of put other people first, which is nice to an extent, but when it's at their own expense, it can be damaging. So tell me about a time, Rania, when you have, you know, slid some stuff under the rug, maybe something was bothering you, or, you know, something where it didn't really benefit you to do so.
It's more so, I would say, when are the times when that doesn't happen? Because this is one of those giants in my life that I am trying to slay.
Yes.
You know, and one comment I'd like to make here, I think that something that a lot of people can relate to, sometimes our strengths, if we don't learn how to balance them, mm-hmm. it can be used against us. We don't learn how to leverage and harness them and stabilize them and, again, balance them in a healthy way, used against us. So all of those lovely things that Christy was saying earlier, while I guess that they are true, I have allowed them to be used against me in sort of an unhealthy, dysfunctional way that I am the one who's responsible for that. And I think that when you're in an uncomfortable situation or something that's hurtful to you or something that's bothersome, and all you're doing is stuffing it down or shoving it under the rug.
Yep.
Any rug shovers out there?
Can I get a what?
If you're doing that, you're really like, I feel like you're just like damaging your own soul. Because think about it. If you're like stuffing something down within yourself, it's not going anywhere. It's not like, mm-hmm. oh, just because it's like over here now. No, it's still inside of you. And it ends up becoming like a pressure cooker situation.
Like that. Ooh, I'm hungry.
And you know, what comes out of it, it's not like a really delicious chicken and rice meal. That's not what happens. What happens
is, when you put it in there and keep it in there a long time, it's gonna burst.
Stewing and stewing and stewing. And guess who's suffering?
Suffering
the whole time? It's just a really poor, and I hate to, you know, like harshly label or judge, but I do think that it's poor. I think that it's cowardly. And I think that it's an inauthentic way to live. You're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing those around you a disservice, and you're not being real. Let's just face it. You're putting off something different than what's going on internally. And what do you think that's going to cause within yourself? That, like, it never ends up any place good. So it's something that I am working on. You know, now that I'm like 24, I'm like, you know what? It's been so many years of this, and 24 years is 24 years too many.
That's right.
And I'm like, I'm at this place now where I'm like ready to take charge of it. You know, people in my life that are close to me, like Christy, I'm enlisting, you know, her help. Cause sometimes we have those blinders on, and especially when it's been like a lifetime of behavior, you don't even realize in the moment when you're doing it. So she'll be like my little, hey, what are you doing? Like that. It's really good.
Checka. No, I do. Well, it's because for me, I see people like that get taken advantage of so much. And like, there's a beautiful thing about how they are and that they're selfless in a wonderful way. And there's a lot of great things that come out of that. But when you do it at your own expense and you're taking on other people's shit, which we've talked about, that not my shit, a lot of times people like that do take on other people's shit. Yeah. And because, you know, a lot of times too, they don't want to have the conflict and nobody wants conflict.
Yeah.
But also you have conflict within yourself. If you're just shoving things that are bothering you or that you know you deserve better, or you should know you deserve better, and you're just shoving that all in, that you are living with conflict every day. And why is it okay for you to live with it? Like, right. You deserve better. You know, you deserve to be treated well. And I'm not saying, you know, go be a jerk and start yelling at everybody. I'm saying if something is going on and it's uncomfortable for you, it's okay to go with grace, whatever you need to do, talk to that person about what's going on.
Yeah.
And how it's bothering you. And if they're in your corner, back to this meme we saw Rania sent me today. It was, if you have to tiptoe, I don't remember the exact thing, but if you have to tiptoe around, you're not
on eggshells,
your tribe or the right tribe, whatever.
Not your tribe. And I think a pitfall for me is like, again, you know, a lot of it is like protecting the other person, not wanting them to feel bad. You know, what if we start talking about this and we don't see eye to eye and it becomes this really uncomfortable conversation? So, you know, it's a fear-driven, it's a fear-based mechanism, and it's incredibly dysfunctional, and nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Nobody like, wins. Never, and that's the other thing. You're talking about all this truth and authenticity, and that's a huge thing that I've been discussing and with my clients and everything else. There's so many different aspects of how to be true to yourself, but one is when you're not true to yourself, you're also not being truthful with the person you may be avoiding having this conversation with. If they're really in your corner and on your side, they want you to be happy and they want you to be happy with them and they want to treat you well. And they, you know, so that's where it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So if you step back and think, wait, of course they love me. They want the best for me. So they really, deep down, if they're on your side and they're your tribe, they're going to want to help create a better you and you them. It's like you're on the same team.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Don't be afraid, because you're actually going to build your relationship even stronger if they're the right person that's on your side.
Speaking of, Christy has an amazing, heartwarming story that happened literally today. It inspired this podcast.
Are you happy?
This is one of my favorite stories that I've heard in a really long time. It's just amazing to witness. So, Christy, I'm going to have to turn it over to you.
How is everyone doing tonight? I'll talk my little heartwarming story. Okay, so as you know, if you watch us or listen to us, I am more of a stronger, more outgoing, assertive personality, right? So I have done my share of like sweeping under the rug, but generally if something is bothering me, I let people know. So I'm going to open up and be vulnerable tonight. I don't normally talk about family stuff because it can strike a chord or, you know, get emotional or something. But I think it's important to share this, and I think some people might be able to relate. So my dad, I felt like he was very proud of me when I was in the business world. And then when I decided to stay home, I felt like he didn't value me as much, didn't have as much pride in me. And that's my own shit. I get that part.
As but a stay-at-home mom versus a businesswoman, like out in the corporate world. Okay.
Yes. So, and he would continuously make comments and little jabs about being a stay-at-home mom or sitting on my ass and da 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 da. And it would bug me. And eventually last year I said something when we were in person, he said something at the table. It upset me. And he was kind of like, oh, come on, loosen up. We're a jokey family, you know? But I did voice my concern back then. So that was good. I put it out there. I thought it was, that was the end of it, but not so. This past week, I was talking about actually my new business venture where I am, you know, life coaching, as you may know, and that's working from home. So he was saying, oh, that's great. Da, da, da. And then in came the jab, which I was all like, oh, he's saying it's great. You know, it's like that little girl's like, oh, oh, cool. Daddy's approving.
Yeah. Cause you've always had a little,
so I need to daddy feel that shit. Right. Mm-hmm. But and he said, oh, now you can get paid to sit on your ass, something along those lines. So he said that, and it bugged me, but I didn't want to deal with conflict, especially with my dad. He was sick for a long time, and I don't like to have conflict with them. And so today it was still bugging me, not actively, but I noticed it just put a cloud over like the business thing. It just got in my head a little bit. And so I texted him, which I don't normally suggest in general, but sometimes I think it is good for us. Like me and my dad are like, where it's like, you know, the bounce back, like we could have been lawyers, you know, like, oh, but we're just quick. Right. So I was like, I don't want to have back. I just want to let out my feelings on the matter, whatever. I did it with grace. I said, I love you. I know you probably just thought you were joking around, whatever, but this hurt me, and I don't want you saying that anymore, saying those comments. And I said, and I don't sit on my ass, and I'm a very hard worker, and I'm badass, basically.
Yeah.
And he ended up calling, and we ended up having the most, when he called, I was scared because he's old school, like, you don't correct an elder, you know, which I get, but also like I'm Christian, I can't help myself. So I was a little afraid to answer, and it was the most beautiful reception. He was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know how I can't believe I made you feel this way. It was so beautiful how he just received it. I was blown away. I've never seen something like that in my life where it was just very like, oh my gosh, I'm really sorry. And I was like, well, it's my perception too. I have my own sensitivities or triggers, whatever we all have. But I did mention it to you before, you know, but so we kind of talked through it. But in that conversation, we also got into, I mean, he started telling me things. He was like, and I'm proud of you. He said, he told a story. He said he tells the story about me when I was at the hospital with him when he was sick and stuff. And I'm like, wow. So it opened up my eyes on like, there's all this stuff I didn't know or things I wish I would have heard that I didn't, like my whole life. And it all came in this like real meaty little package of 20 minutes where I just couldn't believe it. At the end of the conversation, you know, we were both just like, hearing each other, really hearing each other, you know? And it made me realize like you can set boundaries or try to set boundaries, and if the right person is on the other side of it, you're going to meet in the middle, and it's going to feel okay. It's not going to feel horrible. If you're setting boundaries, I mean, there's going to be a scale, but also on the other end, if it's there's some sort of saying about like the only people who don't like when you set boundaries are toxic people, right? Like that argue when you're saying, look, I don't want to be treated like this. They're like, if they come back at you and point fingers at you, that's when you know, like, that's not normal, you know? Yeah.
That's a person I would not recommend pouring my heart out to and expecting receptivity on the other end. Talking about someone who's reasonable, who is on your team, part of your tribe. And in this story, like healing happened, Christy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Healing happened for you. I believe healing happened for your dad.
Yeah. And
so many, in just a short amount of time, so many things that you've carried for a lifetime, things that may have been misconstrued, things that you just never even knew about how he felt about you. So, I mean, when you...
And I'll be honest, this is something else, because I'm big on energy too. I'm like hokey with energy stuff now. I have had a wall up with him for a while because of things like this and my perception of things. And I think he's felt that wall. And I think it put his wall up. I mean, we're close in a sense, but I have felt a little disconnect. And I think this could have been why. And now, and I texted him afterwards and was like, Dad, thank you so much for receiving this so well. I feel even closer to you. So it's like, I feel that connection coming back together.
Wow.
And because I opened my fucking mouth and was true to myself and was like, this is how I feel. I have to tell him. He loves me. He's my dad. I hope he receives it well. I didn't expect this.
And that's like the whole takeaway here. I mean, you came to him with bravery and authenticity, and look what it resulted in. And this is something I don't think you're ever going to forget it, Christy. This was just like one of those milestone moments in that relationship that you're going to look back and cherish and treasure forever. Like just hearing how the things that were said that may have never been said otherwise, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The other aspect of this is you're creating an opportunity. You know, when things are left unsaid, we are closing the window of opportunity. Opportunity for what? Opportunity for healing, opportunity for change, opportunity for peace, opportunity to feel closer to a loved one.
Opportunity to look at yourself, but with grace, but like looking at yourself because, he was forced to in a way, but it felt like it was out of love, like out of love for someone else being like, he was like, shit, I made you feel like this. And he even said, I'm an idiot, which that's not, my dad doesn't talk like that. That was like, it really resonated. And I was like, no, you're not, chill out, you know, but
yeah.
But to look at yourself out of love, like, okay, I see it from someone else's eyes, like to give opportunity to see yourself from a different perspective.
Yeah. And to grow. You know, I think there was a lot of growth there. I think you took a risk in what you did because you just never know what the outcome is going to be.
Super excited about the response, but that's how I try to go in. And this is one thing we talk about, loving yourself and caring for yourself. And this is one way to do it. And I've gotten more and more comfortable with myself and confident in myself where I'm like, I try not to worry too much about what is going to happen. It's natural to do that, but you can't base everything on what is going to happen. You have to kind of base, like, I love myself and I deserve to be treated X, Y, Z. And you have to just,
I need to hear that.
And when you get to that point, it's really helpful because you're not driven, like you were talking about being driven out of fear, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
And instead, I mean, there's a, I think there's a verse in the Bible that says,
oh, preach!
Perfect love casts out all fear. So look what you did.
Yes.
You came in with love. You came in with authenticity. You came in with truth and healing happened. Right. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite end of that, if someone like me were to struggle, if it's fear-based, it's going to like have the opposite effect, which is really lost opportunities. And so you can either, like you said, you know, you can either decide, you know what, I love myself this much that's what I'm going to base my actions on. I'm going to base my actions on my well-being.
Right. Not out of fear, not because you don't want to cause someone else pain. I mean, and I get that. I'm not trying to sound callous. I mean, I think you guys get it because it's not at your expense. You're in pain. Your pain deserves to be resolved.
That's that part. Cause you've told me before, like, you're like, but then what happens then? What, you have to just live with whatever it is and just like, you just take,
why are you slighting yourself?
Yeah. So it's a major disservice. But on the other hand, the payoff is huge. So I'm very proud of you for stepping up and saying what needed to be said. You spoke it in love. And
I did. And that's something I've had to work on. As an assertive, stubborn-ass Taurus, I'm blaming the astrology here. No, it's my whole family dynamic. Like, we're all like that. Like, my mom, my dad, me, and my brother, we're all like strong personalities. Mm-hmm. And that was my struggle. But I'm even more proud, not of addressing it, because that's the easier part to me. The harder part is to come at it out of love instead of being right, you know?
Ooh.
Ooh, next topic.
Ooh. I love it. I love it so much. All right. So I need to go grab a pen and paper. This is on cue.
Homework time.
Homework time, because I'm going to be listening with both ears very closely, and I'm going to be jotting down all the notes. Because this is something, this is one of those giants in my life that I'm going to slay.
Yes. Well, once. I've been around you, and I know you, but you've been growing leaps and bounds this year. So I'm very proud of you as well. Mm-hmm. And I think for homework time, I think it really is, you know, if something, it can be something that's been just bugging you, someone at work rubbed you the wrong way. Yeah, this
someone's weekend. Bullying.
Well, we can, yeah. I think we're going to talk about that in a separate podcast, yeah. The work situation, because it's tricky.
Yeah, it's a different animal.
So maybe hold off on the work stuff. No, but something that happened this week, or it could be something with someone in your family that, or a friend from a long time, something that has been eating at you, or something they do. They may not even know they do it. That's the thing. My dad wasn't doing maliciously. I knew that, but he didn't realize the impact it was having. And some people don't, and that's okay. We're human.
Yeah. How are people going to know unless we tell them?
Yeah. Nobody's a mind reader. We're not expected. We can't get mad at people for not knowing too. That's another thing. Like, we have to work on realizing other people aren't mind readers, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we also have to voice what's going on so they can know. And if it's someone who is in your corner that really cares about you, it is going to work out, and you're going to meet each other halfway.
I think that is I want you to say that again and again and again, because that right there brings a sense of reassurance. It helps you realize, wait a minute, what's all this fear about? You know,
right.
Dealing with a toxic, abusive person, you're not even going to have this conversation with them anyway.
And you deserve better anyway, too.
Yeah. We're talking about those who do have that deep sense of care and love, and that are part of your tribe and, you know, part of that inner circle. So I guess the assignment is, if there is something lingering, if there's something that has been rubbing you, like kind of eating at you, grating on you, something recent, brand new, or something that you've been carrying for years.
Yeah. Before, you might have shoved that shit under the rug 20 years ago. We don't know what's under there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but walking into it from a loving place. So preparing your own heart and mind for the conversation so that you are approaching it with the right, tone. Is that the right word? Or the
yeah.
right. Yeah. So, I don't know that I'm talking to myself right now, talking to all you under the shover, the unders.
Under shove a cover lover.
Shove a lover. Stuffer.
Stuffer, yeah. All you stuffers, go unstuff yourself this week.
Maybe that's the name of the podcast. Unstuff yourself. So I'm challenging you. I'm challenging myself. And all y'all mofos that, struggle with this. Because what if we just started loving ourselves instead? What if we just did that?
Yeah, love yourself enough. To let yourself, give yourself permission to be happy and embrace, like, you have one life, and you don't deserve to be just sitting around feeling icky from other people's shit.
You really don't. I really don't. We don't. So
#, not my shit.
Mm-mm. Nah. So, but let us know how it goes. We want to hear back from you guys. Yes. And
comment,
report. Tell us how it goes. Not every single person is going to understand, hear you, whatever, but like, it's all about drawing those boundaries and living in your own truth and expecting that from other people. You know, it's less about focusing on the reaction, and it's more about living an authentic life.
Yes. Authenticity.
Yeah.
It's our new gang. All right. Awakening
out.
Deuces.